The Michelin Travel Guides, for years indispensable for travelers in Europe and now being used in North America. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The first Michelin guide was given away. 3,000 copies were printed in 1900 as a service for early French motorists. Chris Grincato is with the Michelin editorial staff in the U.S.
The idea for the guide was actually the idea of the two Michelin brothers, André and Edouard, who about a decade before had bought a rubber-making plant in France and began to produce tires.
Of course, in those days, the roads were rarely paved, mechanics were few and far between, and the Michelin Guide printed a list of grocery stores where motor fuel could be bought.
It included blacksmiths who could perhaps either fabricate the repairs necessary or the spare parts necessary, or actually repair your car. Because there were very often delays of 3 or 4 days, either because of parts or finding someone who could fix your auto, it also included a long list of hotels and restaurants where you could stay in the meantime.
One half of that early Michelin guide contained technical information on how to repair or change tires. Chris Grincato notes that André Michelin had been a cartographer, and he and his brother were convinced that the time had come to map the country and number the highways.
Not only did they produce the first guide in 1900, but shortly thereafter, they went ahead and, in conjunction with the French government, the permission of the French government, since there were no maps at all for France, they systematically numbered all the roads. They also had signposts installed, and then between 1910 and 1930, they produced a map of France in about 47 sections.
The original Michelin guide for France was 400 pages long, by 1920, 800 pages, and now 1,200 pages. But Michelin also felt there was a need for more than just travel information, thus the red guides were joined by the green. More about that next on BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Anguish and breast beating seem to follow each revised edition of the Michelin Travel Guide. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Connoisseurs of French cuisine watch closely those red travel guides published each year to see which dining establishments have been elevated or demoted by the Michelin star system. Folks are still talking about the year Michelin actually gave 3 stars to a British restaurant, a first. The red guides use symbols to rate hotels and restaurants, as well as to detail travel information. It seems confusing at first. Chris Grincato is a member of Michelin's editorial staff.
We have a separate little card with the symbols on it, and if you look that over, you'd be surprised once you start to use the guide how easy it really is to use.
It's said that to provide the traveler with the same information using words instead of symbols, instead of a single guide, it would take 6 or 7 at 1,000 pages each for France alone. Grincato says that back in the 20s, Michelin decided to issue a separate guide for the sightseer.
The first one was in 1926. It was the predecessor of what we call today the Green Guide, which is really just a sightseeing guide and includes no hotels and restaurants.
Now, there are more than 50 Green Guides covering most of Europe, as well as New York City, New England, and Canada. The folks back in Paris are talking about a Red Guide for America, but have reached no conclusion. Grincato says Michelin's mission is to sell tires, but the guides are successful in their own right.
We publish over 16 million publications all in all. That includes the red guides, the green guides, and the maps every year. We publish over 1 million red guides alone. Of the Guide France, which is so well known around the world, we sell over 700,000 a year.
So, on the road, especially in Europe, the wise traveler is often armed with the Michelin guide. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.